AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Looks like tensions are easing in Baltimore after a relatively peaceful night. But President Obama and the woman who would like to succeed him, Hillary Clinton, are talking about Monday's riots in Baltimore and what they think are the reasons behind them.
We have to come to terms with some hard truths about race and justice in America.
Clinton spoke at Columbia University this morning.
There is something profoundly wrong when African American men are still far more likely to be stopped and searched by police, charged with crimes, and sentenced to longer prison terms than are meted out to their white counterparts.
President Obama said in a radio interview broadcast this morning that the new Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, is making city mayors aware of what resources are available to retrain police officers. But both Obama and Clinton are condemning the violence that racked Baltimore. The economy's slowing down to a near stop. Our Jerry Bodlander's got that.
The economy was hit from all sides in the first quarter of the year. There was the rough winter weather, so shoppers stayed home, major cutbacks in oil and gas drilling, and on top of that, exports took a nosedive. It all meant that growth was a scant 0.2% in the quarter. That's the poorest showing in a year, and a 2% decline from the final quarter of last year. The report came out just as Fed policymakers wind up a two-day meeting, and analysts say it rules out an interest rate hike anytime soon. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Iraq's interior minister has called dozens of reporters to Baghdad to blame them, in part, for setbacks in the war against Islamic State militants. He's talking about the news coverage. And Pope Francis says it's scandalous that some women make less than men for doing the same work. This is AP Radio News. The Baltimore Orioles will play the Chicago White Sox this afternoon in Baltimore, but there won't be any fans in the stands. It's a matter of safety, say the Orioles, given Monday's riots in Baltimore. As far as anyone knows, this is a first in baseball history, a game without fans. How's that going to work out? Cardinals manager Mike Matheny is thinking it over.
We've played those games where we've had multiple hour rain delays and everybody leaves and there's only seems like a couple hundred people in there and it's basically empty and it's a different atmosphere, there's no question. So
Mets outfielder Michael Kadaya says it's going to be like Little League, maybe.
You still had your parents there, so this guy, so this will be, I'm sure, really weird for a lot of those players, yeah.
More of us signed contracts to buy homes in March. This is the third straight month of gains as housing heats up with the start of the spring buying season. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.